We are joined by the head coach of the Bryan Hornets, Mr. Paul Calley. Paul Calley, 77-34-3 going into the year at Bryant in his how many years is this now that you've been there, Coach?
I think it's 11.
I think it is, too. You've been there, it seemed like, forever, taking over for Daryl Patton. But, Paul, a big game tonight coming off the Salt Bowl victory last week. You open conference play 1-0, and you've got another tough conference opponent tonight as you welcome the Pine Bluff Zebras there to Bryant.
Yeah, Trey, it doesn't get any easier for us. You know, last year kind of sent us on a downward spiral and knocked us out of a chance for the conference championship when we lost over at Pine Bluff. It beat us on a last-second field goal. And we haven't forgot it. We've reminded players of it all week, and hopefully we'll have a fast start tonight like we did in the Salt Bowl.
Paul, is it a lot easier to get your team ready for a game like a team in Pine Bluff that you're playing? I know you suffered the loss last year to them, but coming off of that Salt Bowl win, and did you approach it differently this week because of the fact that last year you won the Salt Bowl, but then the next week you lost to Pine Bluff?
I did. You know, I felt like it was my fault last year. I didn't emphasize the importance of the Pine Bluff game enough, and we just kind of patted ourselves on the back all week, and I let it happen. That has not happened this week. We made it a point to remind the kids that, you know, this game means more than the Salt Bowl at this point. The most important game of the year. It's the conference championship game as far as we're concerned, and it'll be that way from here on out.
Talk about the 7-6A South Conference this year. It's El Dorado, Lake Hamilton's always good, and Pine Bluff.
Yeah, it's tough competition. You know, it's not a lot different than the Central that we were in, except for there's probably a little more speed in the South than there was in the Central. Central is a little more physical. But, you know, competition's still great. You're tested every week, and you've got to be ready to play.
Talk about some of the key players tonight for the Hornets.
Offensively, it'll be Breshawn Hunter and Devontae Howard, two of our leading receivers, quarterback Brandon Warner, and running back Brendan Young. Those are the guys that have to make plays for us to be successful. And I've been stressing to some of our other players that we can't let them carry the entire load. Somebody's got to step up and take a little bit off of it. On defense, it's going to be the linebacker, Tanner Rich, defensive line, Austin May, Mario Waits, Cameron Murray, outside linebacker, Bryce Stinker, and the secondary, both safeties, Davis Nossman and Jake Johnson have great games.
Paul, what concerns you with the Pine Bluff Zebras? I know everybody thinks of Pine Bluff, and one player that sticks out to me is their tight end, Will Gregg.
It's their ability to go the distance anytime they touch any of them touch the ball. I mean, they have such big play potential. And, you know, we've given up some points. We're a bend but don't break type defense. You know, I think we will stop them at times, but I also think they're going to get some big plays. We've got to match that offensively. We've got to be able to put the ball in the end zone. We stalled too much this year in the red zone. Gambled a lot, gone for it on fourth down, which I don't normally do, but we've got to convert.
Is it good to be back at home?
It is good to be back at home. I mean, that sometimes there's more distractions at home than there is on the road. And later on in the year, I prefer being on the road. But right now, and everybody's still into it, the season's not old, and nobody is really into deer season yet, yeah, it's good to be home.
Talk about Bobby Boulding and the task of going up against a Bobby Boulding coach team on the football field.
You know, Bobby's a great coach. He's got great assistants, hard nose. You know, they're disciplinarians, and their kids play that way. You know, they're very disciplined on the field. They don't do a lot of fancy stuff. You know what they're going to do offensively and defensively, and they're going to coach those fundamentals and just say, here, this is what we do. You got to beat us.
Paul, I know you're very excited about the way Henderson State football has been playing recently. What do you think about the run that they're on down there?
It's amazing, isn't it? It's the total yardage numbers they're putting up and the points they're scoring. And really, you know, Coach V and Coach Maxfield, they're not doing a lot of fancy stuff on offense. They just execute what they do. And I've been very, very pleased and impressed.
What would it take this year, Paul, to get Bryant back to War Memorial Stadium? I know you were there last week, but when I say get back, that's playing for a state championship.
The first thing that's got to happen for us is we've got to stop getting people injured. You know, I made a list earlier in the week of people that are injured or have been injured, and it was near 30. Some of those out for the year, we've lost some very valuable football players. And if I could have those guys back, I'd feel a lot better about getting there. The main thing that we have to do is eliminate silly penalties and turnovers. Those are things that have haunted us the last couple of years, put us in long yardage situations on offense and giving the other team first downs when we're on defense by just not doing things that a normal Bryant football team would do, and that's be smart.
Paul, I want to ask you your thoughts on Brett Bielema. Obviously, hoping that he doesn't go and have his first three-game losing streak of his head coaching career tomorrow here in Gainesville as the Razorbacks take on the Florida Gators. But you've heard him speak before at some of the coaching clinics around the state. He's been all over the state speaking since he's become the head coach. What's your impression of him 5 games into the season as head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks?
I think he's doing a great job. You know, when they hired him, I was very hopeful that the public would give him a chance to get things in place for him to run the program like he needs it to be run. You know, they're a power run football team. They're still going to throw it, but it's not the wide open attack here before. But I guarantee you this, it is going to put us closer to an SEC championship and a national championship than the previous regime.
Why is that?
Because you have to be able to run the ball to win against the better teams in college football. You're going to have to be able to run the ball, and you're going to have to play defense. And I really think, you know, just what Chris Ash has done with our defense, considering the personnel that he had, tremendous, tremendous job those guys are doing.
I know you got a big game tonight, but what kind of chance do you give the Razorbacks tomorrow?
I don't want to jinx them, but I think they're going to win the next two.
Really?
I think they'll beat Florida and South Carolina both.
If they do that, there'll be a lot of happy Razorback fans. I guarantee you that because, Coach, they're one game away from a bowl game if they do that.
Yeah, I hope they do. I certainly do.
Well, I know you got a big game tonight. Thank you for joining us. Bob White, R.J. Hawk, and Justin Lewis will have the call of the high school game of the week tonight, driven by Fletcher Kia there at Bryant. Paul Callie and the group over there, they always do a nice job of welcoming us. And, Coach, we appreciate that. And I hate I have to miss it, but duty calls. But have a good game tonight, and I'm sure it'll be an exciting one right here on the Buzz Radio Network.
Thanks, Trey. I am going to miss that 20-minute interview before the game, but I will look forward to seeing those other guys.
Well, if you want to tell me, you know, what you're going to do right now before the game, we can go ahead and do that. But I don't know if Bobby Boulding might be listening.
Call me about 6:55, and I'll let you know.
I'm not going to call you then, I promise. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Trey.